The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Good evening to you. It's Mark Hagney on The Hard Shoulder. No question about it. The big story, the dominating story of the day is the reopening of our schools and the return of our children to school, our children, our young adults, etc., etc. It has been widely leaked and discussed. I think most of us know what the details are. There will be a press conference held announcing the specific details, exact details, in about a half an hour's time. And our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, will be on the programme a little later on. But this has been debated since 7 o'clock this morning when I switched on the radio, right through the mid-morning. A lot of response to it in the phone-in shows, and we're going to go with it as well. Later this hour, as I said, we're going to be hearing from the government about details for their roadmap for getting schools open. The package is understood to include hundreds of additional teachers and alterations to classrooms, along with administrative supports for the principals. So to talk about what schools and parents will be hoping to see, and I suppose the enormity of the task in front of school principals, joined by Eoin O'Riordan, who's a Labour TD for Dublin Bay North, Labour's education spokesperson, and of course a former primary school principal, and Reuben Murray, president of the Irish Secondary Level Students' Union. Good afternoon to you both. Thank you very much for joining us. Eoin, I'll start with you. First of all, there's four, I suppose, broad headlines. These are kind of broad brushstrokes. In the next 4 weeks, principals are going to have to interview and recruit extra staff. They're going to have to access more building capacity. They're going to have to acquire PPE and sanitising equipment. And then they're going to have to produce new policies and procedures. Let me start with the first one. Interviewing and recruiting new staff. Are there enough people available?
Well, hi, Mark. We don't know. I do know that a lot of secondary school principals have said that substitution has been a challenge for a while, particularly in languages and particularly in Irish. So if it has been a problem before COVID, it's likely to be a problem during, the reopening of schools. Obviously, we don't have the cohort going abroad this year because of COVID, so that will help matters. But look, this package is welcome. I mean, we've been calling for it for a while. I've been calling for it myself since about April. It does not give schools a huge amount of time to
That's what I want to concentrate on here, right? I mean, yeah. As a high school, as a former principal, I'm presuming you had to recruit and interview staff. What's the quickest you ever got that done?
Oh God, I'm trying to think back. It's
4 weeks.
There's a huge. It can be done in that time. Look, I think with goodwill and teachers tend to operate on the basis of goodwill, and schools tend to cling together on the basis of goodwill, because otherwise the whole system will fall apart. Things can happen and things can be done. And 4 weeks, would be enough if that was the only thing on your agenda.
Okay.
But yeah, look, if you have a subject, and particularly in primary school, if you have a class that needs to be filled, you can get somebody. Getting the right fit, though, might be something that might be something that you're just going to have to take a bit of a chance on, because when you, in an ordinary situation, you'll find the right fit for school, somebody who you feel can do the job, lesser experience and all the rest, which you mightn't have as wide an option this time as you would normally.
Right. Okay. Here's the one, as a layperson, but as a parent of kids who will hopefully be going back to school in 4 weeks, this is the one that really struck me. Accessing more building capacity. Now, there's 300 million, we're told, 75 million of that. 25% of that is going to help improve facilities, extend facilities, build new facilities. That requires any building whatsoever, or materially altering existing buildings, is going to require architects, surveyors, building engineers, planning permissions. And never in the history of this state has anybody ever gotten planning permission in 4 weeks. Now, even if all of that did go according to plan and you did manage to do it, which would be miraculous, getting the builders to actually do the work in 4 weeks has never been heard of either. So this 4 weeks is a nonsense, isn't it?
Well, look, yes. Look, the job of an opposition spokesperson obviously is to oppose, but I'm not sure in this circumstance if me winding people up is going to benefit anybody. Look, I know.
Well, I'm a parent and I'm saying it. You don't have to say it as a politician. Yeah. I'm a parent and I'm saying it. And I'm looking. One of my kids is in a school you know very well in North Dublin. There's, I think, about 650 of them. They're going to require twice as much space, even though it's a reasonably well appointed school. It's going to require some building works, and there isn't a hope in hell that that's going to be done within 4 weeks. It's just not feasible.
Well, this is it. But this is why I called for this in April, and then I called for it in May, and I've been calling for it in June, and then I called for it in July. And then last week, we were kind of surprised that 160 million was able to be announced from the Minister for Higher Education in a department that doesn't legally exist. And I think people have to realise we do have the highest primary school classes in Europe. And if we're going to get spare capacity, that means that an individual school principal is going to have to get a buy-in from the board of management to acquire maybe the community hall, maybe excess space in the community. Maybe that space is not available in terms of getting a prefab and all that. So it would have been much better. It would have been much better if all of these announcements had been made a month ago, because then schools would have had the summer to access the spare capacity. Now, one thing that I am thankful for is that the blended learning idea is gone. This idea of remote learning and in-classroom learning simultaneously, or one day a week or 2 days a week, that's gone. But within all that, you know, the departments have to realise that schools are going to struggle. 4 weeks to get things up and running is going to be a massive challenge. I was in this space as a school principal. I know many people. I still know many school principals who are going to do their best in this. But the thing is, though, Mark, they're trying to be positive. And this is the thing. We can spend the next 4 weeks criticising government over it. And look, that's what I do. That's part of my job. But another part of my job is also to say, look, it's a national emergency. Mm. It's a national educational emergency. It's a pandemic. And what most teachers will do is absolutely they will say to themselves, well, you know, courses isn't good enough. But they'll put their students first. They'll put their schools first. And they'll get it done. 4 weeks is a ridiculous amount of time to demand
absolutely,
schools get this done.
Absolutely, but I want to be positive as well.
I want to focus on the goodwill that's amongst the teaching body and principals and school board of management to get it done, and they'll find a way. But if it isn't done in September, I do worry, because I'll say this much, I know Ruben will speak to this as well, there's a whole generation that we could possibly lose in a few weeks' time if we don't get this right. Mm. If you're over 16 years of age, you don't have to go back to school. You have no legal requirement to be back in school. And there are vulnerable students that teachers have been holding on to over the last 6 months, just barely, keeping them involved, keeping them within the loop, keeping them connected. If we don't get this right, if we don't open the schools in late August, September, we're going to lose them, and we're going to really regret that, because this is the one opportunity they're going to have to stay in education. And if this doesn't happen, if we don't have a level of positivity around it, well, then we're going to lose them. And
absolutely,
we can have all the political drive. We can have all the political drives that we want.
Yeah.
But there's a bigger game here, which is much more important.
Even the ones who love school, Eoin, even the ones who like school, are forgetting what it was like, and it's going to be very hard for them to reintegrate. They've gotten out of the habit, and if it goes on much longer, it'll be very hard to reacquire the habit. You mentioned Ruben there. The Ruben you're referring to is Ruben Murray, who's the president of the Irish Secondary Schools Union. Ruben, good afternoon to you. It's News Talk. It's 13 minutes past five. Listen, I'm sorry for being so negative, but as a parent, I have skin in this game, so to speak, and mm-hmm. I want to be absolutely positive, and that's what I'm doing with my own kids at home. But I want you to have a fighting chance to go back to school properly, and I can't see how you've got that with only 4 weeks to get all this stuff in place.
Well, the most important thing is, imagine what would happen if this package wasn't here. What would we do if this wasn't happening? Because the most important thing is that the return to school is safe for students. That's safe physically, that there's no danger of COVID-19, that there's not going to be danger for students who have families who are immunocompromised or immunocompromised themselves, but also that it's mentally safe, that the proper supports for students for mental health and well-being is put in place. And so, okay, we have 4 weeks. Let's focus on what we can do and what we get done and what we can see to make this a success, to make this return to school. Because imagine what we would do if this wasn't there, if there wasn't this support coming down the line.
What are you hearing from the people that you represent and that your associating with in regards to going back? What are the biggest concerns they have? Is it worried about catching COVID? Is it worried about being able to go back to school and get back into a rhythm and get back into learning properly? Because, you know, I don't know, what are you, fifth, sixth year this year?
I'm in the currently calculated grades process, so I'm graduating this year.
Oh, okay, right. So you're coming to a major, the end of this year will be a major crossroads for you, determine mm-hmm. where you're going in terms of college and career, etc., etc. So it's, I suppose, probably to date, academically, it's the most important year of your life.
Yes.
And are you worried about that? Are you terrified about it? Are you panicking about it? Or do you think, actually, do you know what? No, they'll get it all together and it'll all work itself out.
Well, for the return to school, we actually did a survey with the National Parents Council. We surveyed 11,000 parents and students, and we asked what their key concerns were. And the biggest one was health and safety training days for the return to school, where they sit down with students, parents, and say, this is what we're doing going forward. This is how it's working. This is how you stay safe. The second of that was then that there was proper health and hygiene support led by a COVID-19 liaison teacher in the school, that there was just a set person they could go to ensure that their school community was up to standard. And then the third one was the coursework to be covered by students, that workload, because students have missed out on 3 months. They haven't had that valuable tuition time, and now they're facing these large coursework. And so the changes to that, that's what came back to us from our students. And that's what students are worried about on the return to school.
So of the top four concerns, numbers 1, 2, and 3 were all health related.
And no, sorry, numbers 1 and 2 were health related, and the third was coursework. And the workload.
Oh, okay, right. And listen, we're all worried about our health, and obviously our first priority is to stay safe and healthy. Given the amount of effort and almost chaos that there will be in the next 4 weeks, scrambling, trying to get this done, is there not would you not worry that the health and safety aspects are going to go on the back burner because they're going to be so concentrated on getting it open, getting the proper facilities, getting the enough teachers to be able to teach you and to supervise the classes, that, you know, that's going to go on the back burner?
Well, I think forefront on everyone's mind is making sure that it's safe. I think that there is going to be stress in returning to school, making sure that all these guidelines are met. And that's why there needs to be proper support to these schools when they need help, when they need someone to come in, they need that help and support. That needs to be there. And crucial to all this as well, that a lot of people might not discuss, is that everyone works together in the local level. On the national level, we have stakeholders, unions, and the department all working together to try and make this a success to get the policy. But looking at our local levels, our student councils, our parents' associations, our teachers, and our management and our principals, they need to come together, sit together, work together as stakeholders. And that's how we're going to make this a success, by everyone coming to the table and saying, okay, what can we do? How are we going to make this a safe return to school?
Okay, Reuben, thank you very much for your contribution. Aon, just before you go, we didn't even get around to, acquiring the PPE and the sanitising equipment, which, by the way, the education authorities are going to be competing with the health authorities because, of course, they're going to want a stockpile for what they feel may very well be a second wave in the autumn. Everybody wants this to work. We're all desperate to get our kids back to school. And in fact, the vast majority of our kids are desperate to get back to school. We want it to work properly. Is there anything to be said for the government swallowing its pride and saying, look, actually, 4 weeks is really too tight. Just to be sure and to be safe. We'll do it in 6 weeks. Go back halfway through September. Would that be a reasonable compromise? Would it be a better alternative?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm yet to be convinced it can be done in 4 weeks. I hope it can. Look, I don't think I'm making a hugely politically charged statement by saying the Department of Education has handled the entire COVID period disastrously. From everything from the redeployment of SNAs to the school meal system to the leaving cert, which is a complete debacle, to this. So it's not that difficult for somebody like me to come on the radio and say it's been a basket case. And it has been. But we have 4 weeks now to get it sorted. I think it will reflect very poorly on the entirety of the political system if we don't try on some level and show a little bit of positivity around it. It may come to the
fact give ourselves
that
enough time to do it right.
We may not be able to. Well, there may be individual circumstances where schools say we cannot open on this date. And if that is a reality, then the minister and the department are going to have to deal with that on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
But I'll say this again, Mark. Look, I'm trying to take a level of politics out of this, but to be honest, if government had listened to us in April, and made this announcement in May or June, we would not have the scramble that we have today.
Okay, well, look, I don't think this story is over by a long shot. We will leave it there. I have no doubt we're going to be back to it again. Thank you again to Reuben Murray, President of the Irish Secondary Level Students Union, and also Eoin O'Riordan, Labour TD for Dublin Bay North and Labour's education spokesperson and former primary school principal. An awful lot of us, parents and students alike, have skin in this particular game. If you've got a comment, if you've got a point that you think that we should have raised or that we missed, you can text at a cost of 30 cents to 53106.